Hi, Mary.
Brett?
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
That's actor Matt Dillon in the comedy There's Something About Mary, and many Minnesota Vikings fans may be asking themselves the same question this morning as Brett Favre, remember him, heads back to the NFL.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome
football.
Back.
Amy, it's only August. I mean, do you care?
Frankly, no.
Yeah, well, you don't care about any sports, right? But this story goes beyond sports because this guy just won't go away. Yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings welcomed their new quarterback, signing 39-year-old Brett Favre to a $12 million contract for this season. You may remember the name. This is the second time in two seasons that the famed quarterback has retired and then unretired. Last time he did it to us, the New York Jets. Joining us is the Takeaway sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Also with us are two fans. Rick Stratton is a Green Bay Packers fan and runs PackerBackerBlog.com. Mike Rice, a Minnesota Vikings fan, general manager for Gabe's Roadhouse, which is, of course, a bar. Sounds that way. Mike Rice, first of all, welcome to all of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mike Rice, let me start with you. The Vikes and the Packers are long-term rivals. How much did you used to hate Brett Favre, and is it going to be hard to root for him now?
You know, it's not going to be hard to root for him at all. I grew up a Vikings fan, never liked the Packers, and never liked Brett Favre. I think I hated Brett Favre more than the Packers. But I also realized how great of a quarterback he was. And still is.
So you're just being practical. Ibrahim, let me talk to you. What is with this guy? Two times out, two times back. I mean, even Michael Jordan took some time off before he came right back.
I think Brett Favre is one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. The problem that I have with this, with his coming back, is that it becomes more about Brett Favre than it becomes about the team. The people that are not happy today are Tavares Jackson and Sage Rosenfels. Those are the quarterbacks for the Minnesota Vikings that have been fighting for that spot since the beginning of preseason.
Rick, let me ask you a question, but first, take a listen to what Favre said yesterday.
This is not about revenge or anything like that, believe me. You can't take away the 16 years I had in Green Bay. It was unbelievable.
Okay, Rick Stratton, a Green Bay Packers fan. Do you believe that? How does it feel to have this guy cutting and going the other side?
Well, the funny thing is, I believe that quote's from the press conference, and if you saw what he looked like while he was doing that press conference, he looked a little like Ted Kaczynski. So, I think our feeling here after.
Do I gather that you're a little bitter?
Well, we will always love Favre here. But I think the general feeling here is that he may be nuts, and the way he keeps on going back and forth about whether he's going to retire, he needs to find something to do in the off season, so he won't do this next year.
Maybe play baseball.
Well, maybe a really long round of golf every day would help him keep from unretiring every off season.
Okay, which of you three guys, you obviously know your stuff. Which of you believes he makes it through the season and sticks with the team?
I do.
Okay. Mike?
I think that, first of all, we have Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the NFL. Favre's not going to be required to throw 30, 35 times, 40 times like he would with another team. All we're going to need to ask him is throw 20 to 25 times. I think that's all we're going to get out of him. It's not going to wear down his arm. He's not going to be playing in every single game in, you know, sub-zero temperatures like out in Green Bay.
Well, he might make it through, but I think your patience will also not make it through with what's going to happen with the number of interceptions. And I bet his teammates will have their patience wear thin as well.
Just pointing out, Mike Rice, of course, is a Vikings fan. Rick Stratton, who you heard before, a Green Bay Packers fan. Amy, I thought you weren't a sports fan.
Well, so Ibrahim, my takeaway from all of this with Brett Favre is, how can we miss him if he never goes away?
That's a good point. Well, I think one of the points that they made in terms of the situation that he's stepping into, in Minnesota, he's going to play in a dome. So I think that actually will play a good factor in his longevity throughout the season. And they have a good offensive line, and they have a good defense. So maybe he won't be on the field as much. So perhaps, I mean, the they've automatically become one of the better teams in the NFC because Brett Favre, at the end of the day, and the takeaway about him is that he is one of the best quarterbacks ever. Still, he's 40 or close to 40, and no one has ever won a Super Bowl at that age.
Okay, could I just ask the 39-year-old 40 question? How does playing in a dome make it easier for him?
Well, I think it's because the weather, the inclement weather is not.
So he doesn't have to get snowed on.
That and also just
oh,
like
poor
the
thing.
The conditions don't change. That's the thing. The conditions are consistent throughout every game that they play at home.
Okay, Ibrahim, let me quickly switch away from football. We're in the middle of the World Track Championships in Berlin. What's the latest? I mean, Usain Bolt, that fabulous runner. How's he doing?
Let me give you some context here. He's about to run the 200. The last time that someone was able to – he's the fastest sprinter of all time, and he broke the world record in 18 months. He broke it by one-tenth of a second. That's the sharpest and fastest time ever in the history of sprinting. There's also Caron Clement and Bershawn Jackson, who took the gold and the bronze in the men's 110 hurdles. And then my friend Alian Pompe, who set a Guyanese national record in the 400 meters. She didn't make it to the final, but she set a record.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much. Rick Stratton, Mike Rice.
Good morning.
We'll be listening for more about Brett Favre. And now, let's check in on the rest of today's top stories.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.